Welcome back to the Embody Your Wild podcast. Happy 2024. We've had a little bit of a break over the holidays and at the end of 2023, just to really honour this deep, dark winter. The deep, dark winter within and the deep, dark winter without. Here in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's been so lovely to have a little bit of a pause and a break. I did it in the summer. I think I had a longer break in the summer. I think it was maybe 4 to 6 weeks over the summer of pausing. And there's so much in a pause that we take for granted because there's this. Always this idea that we have to be go, 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 and always doing, doing, doing. And actually, there's so much wisdom and spaciousness and inspiration when we actually allow ourselves to pause. And when we actually give ourselves space to rest back, to recalibrate into whatever wants to come through. And I find this with the podcast is having these pauses a couple of times a year actually serves the podcast and those that listen to it far better because it's not coming from this space of depletion or sometimes feeling like, oh, it must be done, it must do this, we must bash it out just because of X, Y, and Z, when actually, especially in midwinter for me, there is this winding down. Of course, like when we actually think about it, our whole society is telling us to wind up. It's got all of the Christmas chaos and the New Year's nonsense. And actually, what our bodies, if we really attune into, really, really want us to rest. So, yes, I'm really, really, really happy to be back, and I'm looking forward to sharing a little bit more with you over these next weeks and months. And this episode, this topic that I want to speak into today has been something that I have touched upon in previous episodes, but I for a while now I've wanted to dedicate a whole episode to this topic because it's a crunchy one and it's a one that may spark the victim within, the blamer within, the inner punisher within. It also may spark your rescuer, your the perpetrator. You may think, I'm the perpetrator for speaking it out loud. But everything I speak is true, and every reaction you receive from your body is pointing to something that you need to explore. Now, this has been something that I have wanted to speak into for, I don't know, 6, 7 months, probably since the spring or early summer last year. And then it was sparked more so by hearing about Matthew Perry. If you don't live on this planet and you don't know who Matthew Perry is, Chandler from Friends. It was sparked by hearing about his passing and how he passed, and the fact that ketamine was involved. And it's such a big topic, this. And I will say straight off the bat, I do not agree with ketamine as a medicine because it will bring you out of your body. But what I do want to speak into, because ketamine is being bunched together with psychedelics and plant medicines in the research world, I want to just bring this in as a little bit of an umbrella conversation. But my personal stance is ketamine is not here in full service to you. It brings you into a space of disassociation, which, from an embodied lens, is the polar opposite of being supportive. It brings you further and further out of yourself. How is that supportive? But that is probably a conversation for another day. So whatever medicine it is that we are choosing to bring into our bodies, the responsibility of our choices, however that unfolds, is our responsibility. Take a moment and allow that to sink in. And just notice if and how that lands. What part of you wants to maybe push blame onto another? Say something happened to you. Say you chose to take a load of mushrooms in the woods on your own. You're like, yeah, so many people are talking about it. It can't be that hard. I'm just going to do it. You've got no water. You've got no snacks. You're in a bit of woodland that isn't that close to anything. You haven't told anyone. You start to take the mushrooms. You start to have an experience. And it is all too much for you. You have a freak out, you run, try to run away from whatever it is that you're experiencing. You trip, you fall, you hurt yourself. It's definitely not the rock that you tripped over's fault. It's not even the mushrooms that you ingested's fault. That responsibility lies with you. This is the thing that we really need to bring in as a point of responsibility. You are 100% responsible for what you choose to bring into your body. Doesn't matter who or what article or podcast or conversation sparked your curiosity to explore it, the responsibility lies with you for the outcome. And this is the thing that no one wants to speak about. And this is why, you know, I'm actually quite impressed. I haven't really looked at mainstream news, because it's just not where I want to put my energy. But from what I have seen just through like Instagram and social media, there seems to be a bit of this differentiation from the usual narrative that the drugs are responsible. There doesn't seem to be that kind of like blame onto the medicine. And I think this is really important, because This conversation, this podcast, is also not here to blame people. We are not here to blame people for their choices. And we also need to take ownership of our choices, of our responsibility, even when the most heartbreaking outcome happens. Because in moments of turmoil, of distress, of pain, of grief, of anger, it is so much easier to blame an inanimate object, so to speak, like a medicine or, you know, something, a mushroom, acid, ayahuasca, ketamine, whatever it is. It's easier to blame that than it is to take full responsibility of our choices, or acknowledge that someone made a choice and it wasn't, and the outcome wasn't what was hoped for or expected or anticipated. Can you notice how that feels in your body? Did you allow that to sink in? what parts of you are like, ugh, no, but, and wanting to kind of push that away, because it's easier to blame something that can't respond back, so to speak. If you've journeyed with these medicines, you'll know that that's not quite so true. When actually the most empowering thing we can do is take responsibility. If we are choosing this path of medicines, of psychedelics, plant medicines, psychedelics, ketamine, whatever it is, choosing and being in deep responsibility for the fact that we have brought something into our bodies. So say we're back in the woods, you've taken these mushrooms, it has not gone to plan, there was no plan, you have no juice left on your phone because you've been playing music on it, and you're stuck. You know? Whose responsibility is that? Because you can't blame the mushrooms. You can't blame the mushrooms for the fact that you hadn't set yourself up right. And this is the same. We're not even talking here about just like macro doses of medicine. Same thing applies for if you are journeying or with microdosing. If you're doing a microdosing protocol, this all still applies. Anything that you choose to bring into your body, doesn't matter who has influenced you, who you've had a conversation with, what articles you've been reading. If you choose to bring that into your body, however conscious or unconscious that is, it's up to you. It's not the person who gave you the medicine or recommended it to you. You are a sovereign being. And this is the thing that we need to really hone in on. Because it's your lack of seeing your sovereignty that's actually the problem. That's actually the issue at hand here. Where you want to pass the blame and shirk your responsibility for the choices that you make, when actually the most empowering thing is to be like, okay, this is what the situation is. Fuck, I'm stuck in the woods. This is big, this is scary. I acknowledge that I maybe didn't think this through as thoroughly as I maybe could have. So I find myself in this situation. Or after the circumstance, being like, okay, yeah, that was not responsible. But I'm not going to blame myself or punish myself, but I am going to acknowledge the fact that I was out of responsibility and that I can adjust from here. So how can we come into a right relationship with these really healing and transformational medicines in a way that is reverent and responsible and in service to us, but also cultivating a relationship with these plants, with these psychedelic medicines that enables us to have this deeply transformative experience that enables us to meet ourselves more deeply instead of coming out of ourselves. And again, I would not recommend ketamine on that completely, on that note. So let's start with plant medicine, psychedelic, drug use 101. Set and setting. Your set and setting is everything. The set can be your mindset. And the really beautiful kind of inroad into that is the why behind it. Why are you choosing to sit plant or bring into your body this particular medicine at this time? Do you feel grounded enough within yourself, especially, and know that I am speaking of working with these medicines when you are not under supervision. So when you are not under supervision, this is what I'm speaking into. It can be slightly different if you're working with someone, with a facilitator, who has the skill set to support you if you are journeying through something quite deep and life-changing. It's a whole different kettle of fish. That's not what we're speaking into here. If you are choosing to bring this medicine into your body without supervision, and I mean that also in the sense of like a trip sitter or a friend that maybe you're with. So it's just, what's the why? What's your why underneath? Like, why? Why are you doing it? Why are you choosing it at this time? What's the thing that sparked this need or want to journey in this way? And setting, you know, what setting are you choosing? Are you drinking a shit ton of alcohol and then taking some shrooms? I don't ever call them shrooms. I actually think that word is that phrase is really disrespectful, just FYI. Are you going to a rave? Are you going out with people you don't know? Are you drinking a shit ton of alcohol before taking these medicines? Have you brought some ayahuasca off the internet from some dodgy bloke that you have no idea, and you're choosing to drink it and brew it and make it yourself from a, I don't know, set of vague instructions you found on the internet, and then sit in your room on your own drinking this medicine? Because those situations are going to cause trouble. Yeah? So set and setting your why. Are you creating your why and your setting, which is what the space that you're creating, the physical space? Is it safe? Have you got everything you need? Are you prepared? Have you got people that you can contact? Have you got people that you can reach out to and be like, hey, I am going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing this journey today. Am I right to message you or text you, or do you mind just coming over and chilling with me whilst I journey? Again, that you also have to be mindful of that. That's better than nothing. So much better than having no support. But you know, if you can, if you're doing this for a healing and transformational reasons, seek out the right support that can hold you at the depths that you may need to go. Are you doing it somewhere where you may find yourself in a circumstance that could put you into trouble? Like, are you choosing to do it in the middle of the woods or in the middle of a park even? I'm thinking about when I lived in Sheffield. And to get home, you have to cross a few main roads. Or it's a bit higgledy-piggledy and a bit of a trek to get home. Whatever alternatives or options have you got to ensure that you have safe passage home? Or can you choose to stay in your home in a setting that is pretty solid, firm? Not just the bricks and mortar, but in the sense of the environment and the people around you isn't going to change, because that can sometimes spark a process in itself when a lot's moving around you and there's a lot of different energies. So this can also, and like my work has always been based more in the microdosing world than the macrodose and that kind of area, and that's where I really love for my own experience journeying with mushrooms in this way in micro form has just been so supportive, because all of my work is about bringing you into your body and bringing myself deeper into my body. And when we sometimes journey with macro doses, it can take us out of our body. So bringing in this micro way of working with medicines is also a really beautiful inroad in to them, to get to know them on this micro level. But it also enables us to stay rooted in our body as we become familiar with these medicines, these healing plants. So all of this also applies. So set and setting. Are you choosing to microdose because you don't feel great, but you don't have really any indicator or any support or any guidance? You're just going to do it and just hope for the best because you're desperate. You know, microdosing is not a, it is not a magic pill that's going to fix everything. The way that psychedelics and plant medicines work is it brings stuff up to the surface. So if you're choosing to do that on your own, are you able to hold yourself through that? It's something to really think about and feel into as you maybe begin this process and this pathway for yourself. And other people around you, whether you're choosing to microdose or macrodose, if you're like, right, I really want to start microdosing. This is something that I've been really feeling into for ages. I'm going to do it. I've found someone that I can source medicine from. I found out loads of information on the internet. I'm ready to give it a go. Is this something that you are doing privately and not telling anyone? Or have you got the network around you where you can be like, hey, this is what's going on. I am about to embark on this journey. I just want you to know. And do you also have professional support around you? Do you have a therapist, a mentor, a coach, whatever it is that you can kind of speak to about the fact that you're embarking on this, so that there is people around you that's aware of what you are choosing to do? That doesn't mean it's their responsibility. The responsibility still lies upon you as the person choosing to bring that beautiful medicine into your body, but so you have responsibly told those around you what you are about to embark on. So it's not this secret. So if things do start to unravel and unwind within you, you can be like, hey, this is what's happening, this is what's coming up for me during this process. Can we have a cup of tea? Can I talk it through? Can I X, Y, and Z? Because even in the act of being like, hey, this is what's happening, you utilizing your voice and actually bringing other people in to your process without projecting it onto them, without making it their responsibility, you're actually opening yourself up and creating and forming connections where maybe there wasn't any. And you're actually doing this from a empowered space, from a space of responsibility. And just in that act, you're repatterning something within yourself. So I spoke a little bit about this next point when we're talking about the set, in the set and setting piece. And this is, what is your why? Now, this can go for whether you are macrodosing or microdosing any form of medicine, psychedelic, plant medicine, etc. What is your why? Are you approaching this as if it's going to be a fix-all process? Are you thinking, oh, just take a pill, a little bit like an antidepressant, and it just numbs everything down? Or are you actually really receptive to the fact that, okay, this could bring up a lot for me? So what is your why? Why is it? Are you reaching for it because you feel like something outside of you externally can fix you, fixes in quotation marks, and you don't believe that you have the capability within yourself to do the thing, to meet the thing, and you're orientating out externally? Or are you in this place where I'm like, okay, I feel like I am in my body, and I just feel like I want to connect a little bit deeper and to shift through these layers with the support. Can you feel the energy between those two? One is grasping, and one is this really steadfast, I am in myself. I am choosing to bring this medicine into my body to support me, and I'm not grasping at it as from a space of desperation. Are you choosing to meet these medicines because you think it'll be quicker to do it this way than the other way, and you're bored and you prefer to just have something do it for you? You know, there's so many ways that we can also really extract from plant medicines and these really powerful earth medicines. So, what is your why behind it? Because if you are extracting from medicine, you are extracting from yourself also. And that is out of responsibility on so many levels. And it's also a very unconscious pattern that a lot of people play out, not just with plant medicines, but with themselves, with friendships, with work, with so many areas. And I spoke about this a little bit a few episodes back with Rebecca Wilson. And one of the most important pieces here is, are you responsibly sourcing your medicines? Now, this is one that can be very tricky, of course, because there's a legality issue in most of the countries around the world still with a lot of these plants and medicines. But if you are actively seeking out dodgy Instagram accounts to buy medicine from, or the dark web, and you haven't got someone who can support you in finding the right source, you know, that in itself is slightly out of responsibility. And I know it can also be quite easy to do because it's so hard to know where to start with finding these. And it's important to know that you are still responsible for your choice and anything that comes from however, like whatever that was, whatever your experiences was with sourcing. If you lost your money, if the medicine was a little bit off or it didn't work, don't blame the medicine. You know, you chose, you made choices to bring that in. And this is where it can get so sticky for a lot of people because it's so much easier to blame. So much easier to blame externally than take responsibility. And see, there's a difference here. Because when what we do see is this very big blame energy when it comes to this part of the healing and transformational industry, we'll call it an industry, is that it's so much easier to blame than to take responsibility for our own choices or to acknowledge someone around us' choice. And acknowledging that whatever the outcome has been for them, that it was their responsibility. That is the sticky part here. It can be so deeply confronting on so many levels because it will break down the ego of ourselves, or it will break down a perception that we have of another in our lives. And this is where we really have to bring in compassion. Because whatever the choice was, whatever the choices have been, whatever the outcomes have been, if you've ended up, I don't know, finding yourself in a circumstance that was less than ideal, you hurt yourself, you broke your arm, or you hit your head, or whatever it was, you know, it wasn't the medicine's fault. It wasn't the medicine's responsibility. And actually, what the one of the biggest teachings that we will find within this in the plant medicine and the psychedelic world is responsibility. It brings you deeper into responsibility through the fact that maybe your choices were not so aligned with your highest good. And that there were some teachings in that for you through whatever the experience may or may not have been. So it's about being in responsibility. Being like, yes, okay, I'm choosing this. Yes, okay, my set and setting are solid. Anything else that happens around that court, that is also my responsibility. I have made so many people aware that are supportive and are on board with the process that I'm going through. Amazing. I have actively found and sourced medicine that I believe is safe. Great. Amazing. This work will make you look at all areas of your life where you are out of responsibility, where you are not in full responsibility for your choices. And this is where it gets crunchy as hell. Because sometimes we don't want to take responsibility. And on some level, that's okay if we can acknowledge it. If we are like, oh, but I don't want to take responsibility for that, because there's shame, there's guilt, there's embarrassment, you know, the ego really kicking up a storm. And we can really clear so many patterns when we choose to be responsible, especially when we're working with powerful healing plant medicines, because this is part of their healing and transformational process. So I started this podcast with speaking to Matthew Perry, and it's, you know, it's been a really interesting one, because I mean, I loved Friends as a teenager, but I'm not one of these people. I know a lot of people do, and I have a few people in my life that, you know, we'll watch Friends kind of on the go, like start season one, end at season 10, and then repeat straight after. I've never been that with it, and I haven't watched it for years. But since he passed, I sat and I watched it, and actually, I think I finished it like last night or the night before. And do you know, it's such a beautiful reminder of what a beautiful human he was. And it's a tragedy what happened, and there is this discourse that comes with this type of circumstance and this type of, you know, tragedy happening. Is how can we see this really sad thing that's happened that, you know, has touched a lot of people as well. Like, he's a legend. How can we see this as an invitation into choosing responsible pathways for ourselves and holding compassion in these moments for ourselves and others when things maybe are not so in responsibility, or an accident happens and stuff? And it's like, you know, it's not about blaming a person or ourselves. It's about coming into responsibility for the choices that we have taken, and holding ourselves in deep, deep compassion, and holding another in deep, deep compassion for whatever it is that has occurred. But also knowing that we have the tools and the ability and the opportunities to create these really safe and supportive and nourishing spaces to work with these amazing medicines that can really support us if we put the foundations and the structures in place, so that we can work with them and receive the medicine, all of it, and do so in a way that we have made sure that we are safe, supported, have everything that we need close by to enable us to receive the most healing and powerful transformation from this work. So I'm going to leave that there. Let me know how this lands. Feel free to drop me a message over on Instagram. And yeah, anything that's kind of like been sparked from this conversation. It's a big one, and I know it can be uncomfortable. And this, of course, if you've listened to any of my podcasts on responsibility, you know it's a foundation within my work. But this really can be so highlighted when we're working with plant medicines. But this is also just a foundation that we should be striving for in life. And I know from my own personal life journey and process, one of the reasons why I talk so much about self-responsibility is because there was a time when I was not responsible for anything in my life, and I was just the biggest victim and shirked all of my responsibility and blamed everyone else for everything and didn't take any responsibility for any of my choices. And it was the most debilitating, disempowering, swampy, sticky, victim-y, meh, is probably the sound that goes with that, way to live. So that's why I speak so much into this, because it is pivotal if you want to choose a different way of living. That doesn't mean it's always going to be comfortable, but as we know, the juice, the gold is in those sticky parts, in the spicy parts, those really uncomfortable points that sometimes we really need to choose to meet them with compassion, without shame, and to allow that to be an opening into more of who we are, beyond our identities, beyond our stories, beyond the ego, you know, those deeper parts of us. So I really hope that this has sparked something for you. And yeah, happy 2024. I feel like this has been a really beautiful episode to start with. I'll be bringing back a lot more of my teachings this year around microdosing and that element, but I'm also bringing in so many more beautiful medicines, mugwort. I've been journeying with rose and amanita as well, so more medicines from this land, as well as of course cacao. So yeah, happy 2024. Let me know how this lands, and if you feel called to, leaving a 5-star rating would be amazing. And if you don't already, follow, subscribe, whatever it is on your listening platform. And I'll catch you next week.